Last year, when British health officials warned against prescribing antidepressant drugs to children, a debate over their safety began in the United States. And now, in a new analysis, a group of British scientists has concluded most of the drugs do more harm than good. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports the new conclusion has much to do with who is analyzing the data. And the latest study is not likely to be the last chapter in this controversy.
Psychiatrist Tim Kendall of the National Collaborating Center for Mental Health in the UK worked on the new analysis. He says the published studies of a relatively new class of antidepressant drugs show the drugs are safe and effective in children. He and his colleagues were ready to recommend the new drugs, called SSRIs. But then his group looked at other unpublished studies held in private by the pharmaceutical manufacturers and available only to British and American regulatory agencies.
When we took the unpublished data and analyzed all of that with the published data, the picture swings to the opposite way, and what that boils down to is that the risks outweigh the benefits.
His analysis appears in the current issue of the British medical journal, The Lancet, along with an editorial accusing the U.S. regulatory agency, the Food and Drug Administration, of failing to act appropriately in not banning the drugs for children. FDA regulators agree that among the SSRIs, only Prozac has been shown to work in children. But unlike their British counterparts, the FDA regulators say there's not enough data to actively warn doctors away from the other drugs. Historian and psychiatrist Joel Braslow of the University of California at Los Angeles says it's not surprising the two groups would look at the same raw data and come up with two different conclusions.
It's not surprising because it always takes some degree of interpretation to make sense of data in any kind of context.
He says psychiatry data are especially problematic. While it's simple to measure something like blood pressure, it's much more difficult to measure intentions and emotions. And that's what these negative reports showed, mostly thoughts of suicide with a handful of actual suicides. For their part, the UK regulators are satisfied with the count of how many children on these drugs have contemplated suicide. The researchers included a suicidal ideation, everything from a child who hits herself in the head to directly express thoughts of suicide. The US FDA isn't so sure about how to count those actions. Some could be due to drug-caused agitation rather than a real likelihood of suicide, says Dr. Robert Temple. He's with the Center for Drug and Evaluation Research at the FDA.
I think that's probably the major difference between us and the British. One, we didn't think the conclusion was solid about the other drugs with respect to their risks, and we also didn't think that we would reach the conclusion that the drugs don't work.
So the FDA has asked scientists at Columbia University to go back and take another look at the medical records of children who were in these studies. So why has the UK regulatory agency acted already? The UK's Tim Kendall says partly it's a matter of wanting to do no harm. A second factor is a difference in attitude towards taking any pills.
I think one of the reasons that things are different is that this side of the Atlantic, that the use of drug treatments in children generally is much, much less. There is a resistance amongst people in this country to use drug treatments for children.
The U.S. FDA is scheduled to take up the matter again in August or September, when Columbia University has completed its analysis of the medical records. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.